Close your eyes and look inside. Where do you feel the breath right now? Focus on that sensation or those sensations. And be at ease with them. Don't press down too hard on them, but at the same time, don't be too loose in your focus. If the focus is too loose, it's like holding a bird in your hand. If you hold it too loosely, it flies away. If you squeeze it too much, of course, it's going to die. So don't squeeze the breath. Allow it to have some freedom. A lot of the meditation is looking inside. But also we need to learn from outside as well. That means we have to learn how to learn from outside. A lot of times we just compare ourselves with other people. We're better than them in this regard, or worse than them in that regard. And if you live in a world where people are in conflict over what they want to feed on, that's a natural response. When it comes to the Dharma, though, it's something else. You're working on your own problems inside. When you look at other people, learn from other people, you're not concerned with who's more advanced than you are, who's better than you are, or who's worse than you are. But you are here to learn from one another. That's how you look at other people. Do they have any good habits that you can emulate? Okay, learn from them. Do they have any bad habits that you have? Well, this is what it looks like from outside. It doesn't look very good, does it? That's how you look when you have intelligent habits like that. When you look at other people in this way, then it's useful. But if it's just for comparison, comparing who's better than you are, who's worse than you are, that's on an animal level. And you may say, well, I see somebody better than me. And you start getting down on yourself, and then you start resenting the other person. That doesn't take you anywhere good. So learn how to look outside as well as learning how to look inside. That's how the Dharma grows. Because if it weren't for the Buddha as our admirable friend, we'd be lost. This admirable friendship has been passed down now for centuries. So take advantage of it. Learn what good things it has to offer. And also learn how to measure ourselves against it. Look at other people who are measuring well. Learn from them. As the Buddha said, this is what admirable friendship is all about. It's not just having admirable people as friends, but learning from them, asking them questions, emulating their good behavior. And that's where you become an admirable friend for yourself.